Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. We've had some beautiful weather the last couple weeks, and as the days get longer and the weather continues to get warmer, many folks are thinking about outdoor time. This may include planting a garden. The Sow, Grow, Eat, Keep program from Iowa State University Extension and Outreach is a new initiative to help Iowans interested in growing their own gardens. These are 5 to 15 minute online lessons of seasonally appropriate topics for gardening, food preparation, and food preservation. Topics scheduled for the spring into summer include everything from container gardening to planting cool weather crops, freezer jams, scouting for garden pests, and produce safety. This week, the video focuses on planting potatoes and the health benefits of gardening. The potato is one of the most important vegetable crops in the world, and estimated that each person eats about 110 pounds of potatoes a year, which is not surprising since the entire potato is packed with nutrition, providing fiber and 45% of your daily vitamin C needs. It's also a good source of vitamin B6, which is good for energy, as well as potassium, which is important because it helps keep your blood pressure at healthy levels. The edible part of the potato is actually the root, called a tuber. Tubers vary in size, shape, color, ability to store, and cooking uses depending on the cultivar or variety of potato. Potatoes grow best in loose, fertile, and slightly acidic soils. ISU Extension and Outreach does have a printed publication on potatoes that provides useful information about planting and caring for potatoes throughout the growing season. In general, gardening is a great way to relieve stress, especially as we are all facing a little bit extra stress in our lives right now due to changes and our global pandemic situation. Gardening offers many health benefits in addition to the healthy produce that it provides. Gardening will increase a family's access to food. According to a 2014 study, the average home garden offers about $675 worth of produce value after you subtract the cost of supplies and materials. Gardening is great for children's health and well-being, introduces them to eating healthy foods, helps them learn general math, measurement, and science skills, and encourages them to be active and involved outdoors. It also leads to higher produce intake in families, which lowers the risk of chronic diseases such as heart disease and diabetes. Gardening also reduces stress and may decrease the risk of dementia by 36%. Again, this ISU Extension and Outreach will be hosting these weekly Sow, Grow, Eat, and Keep quick webinars, and you can find those on the ISU Extension and Outreach website. If you'd like more information on planting potatoes, you can find that information linked on the ISU Extension news page under that webcast link. You can also reach out to us, and we'd be happy to get that information to you in an email or printed and headed your direction. I also encourage you to check out the ISU Extension publication, Planting and Harvesting Times for Garden Vegetables, as you begin to think about planting your garden this year. Also, as we get into May, we are entering National Mental Health Month, and ISU Extension is helping promote the National Alliance on Mental Illness theme of You Are Not Alone. David Brown is our behavioral health specialist for Iowa State University Extension and Outreach, and he shares that the You Are Not Alone theme is especially appropriate during the COVID-19 pandemic. During this era of social distancing, it's important that no one should ever feel alone. Social distancing is actually more like physical distancing is what's needed to keep safe from the coronavirus, but the social connectedness can be very important, as social isolation has a host of negative implications, so people need to be very diligent during this time to set up forms of non-physical interactions for visits and maintaining those social connections. You can check in on others via social media, texts, video chats, phone calls, or even writing letters. If you're feeling sad, lonely, or fearful, use these connections as an opportunity to reach out to others, share experiences, or just talk. For those with mental health vulnerabilities, the ongoing uncertainty of the COVID-19 pandemic and the impact of this long-term social isolation may be very challenging in particular. NAMI notes that many forms of communication, both formal and informal, can be beneficial. Frequent communication in these times can help lessen worry, assist in establishing comfort and a new routine, and lower the potential for loneliness. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention offers the following recommendations to manage the potential stress of social isolation. Take care of your body, eat well-balanced meals, get plenty of rest, and build physical activity into your day. Maintain a sense of hope and positive thinking. Optimism helps us approach unpleasant circumstances in a more encouraging and helpful way, but it does require us to be intentional on making those positive thoughts happen sometimes. Above all, don't be afraid to ask for help. This is especially important if the stress of isolation is influencing your ability to take care of yourself and your family. You can reach out to the National Alliance on Mental Illness. They do have a branch in Central Iowa. You can find that link on the ISU Extension website. We also encourage you and remind you to use the Iowa Concern Hotline offered by ISU Extension, which provides confidential access to stress counselors, an attorney for legal education, as well as information and referral services for a wide variety of topics. With a toll-free number, live chat capabilities, and a website, Iowa Concern is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, at no charge to any Iowan. You can call 800-447-1985. You can also visit the website, Iowa Concern. You can there live chat with a stress counselor one-on-one or email an expert regarding your questions on legal, financial, stress, crisis, or disaster issues. I want to remind you that you can find those on the Iowa State University Extension website, and you can also give the Cass County Extension office a call. Also, want to encourage folks, if you have someone in your life that is in 7th through 12th grade, encourage them to sign up for our mindfulness workshop that is going to begin here soon. We're currently taking registrations for a 6-week program. Any youth in 7th through 12th grade is encouraged to sign up to learn more about mindfulness. Participants will get a book on mindfulness as well as a packet full of activities that follow along with the book, and we'll be getting together with participants on a weekly basis for a small group confidential chat to discuss how youth can incorporate mindfulness into their daily lives to help create a sense of wellness and calm in this chaotic time. I do encourage you to reach out to us at the Cass County Extension Office. You can call us 712-243-1132. Find us online anytime at the Cass County Extension website or follow us on Facebook for lots and lots of virtual activities. That is a public Facebook page, so you don't have to be on Facebook to view any of those activities. And you can also email any of our staff or call to set up an appointment. We are doing curbside service at this time from the Cass County Extension office, and we'd be happy to make an appointment with you to have you pick up whatever resources or information you need from us at this time. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.